Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we're going to talk about the Jurassic World Hybrid Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's pretty cool. It has pop-up spines, but other than that, it's pretty similar to the big biting T-Rex from last year. So I'm going to go grab him and I'll be right back. And we're back. Or rather, you're not back because you've been here. I had to go do things. But anyway, the new hybrid T-Rex is pretty sweet. It comes from Hasbro. It is not based on anything in the movie in particular, but if you're an older Jurassic Park fan, you might remember a line called Jurassic Park Chaos Effect for the Lost World. They were mutant dinos gone bad. They had bright colors and goofy hybrid elements, so you might see Compsognathus with Stegosaurus tail and spines and spikes. So it's like weird. But the new one borrows from that, in that the hybrid dino line has weird colors, but obviously none of us know what color dinosaurs were at this point. But they add genetic mutations on top of that to get something a little stranger. One of the raptors is metallic green, so it's just a color change, but the T-Rex added electronics and spikes. So when you push the button, it does stuff. Like, there's a speaker in the chest now, so when I push the button to activate the spikes, he growls a little bit. And when I push it again to make his mouth move, he roars a little bit. And he chomps, and he's generally a happy fellow. He can't eat other dinosaurs because it's not that big. It is pretty long, though. I'd say it's easily over a foot. And the paint job is great with yellow eyes, the black outline, white teeth, pink gums, and a tongue. There's a gold fade kind of thing going on his back, and his belly is kind of a cream color, and his lower jaw matches that color. It's just a good-looking dinosaur overall. He even painted his claws on his feet, and he's got the JW logo on the hip, like, or cutie mark, whatever you want to call it. It is there, and it looks cool. The spikes rising out of the back of his skull go in neatly when you just push them back down, if you want to do that. And there's also a row of five rotating out spines on his back for reasons I don't understand, but it's a neat mutation, so we'll put those back. He likes that. He likes it when you pet him. And it's a nice big figure. It does not stand particularly well because the original mold stood okay. This one added electronics and mechanisms, so I can't get him to stay upright for more than a few seconds. Maybe you'll have better luck than I do, and maybe the legs are just bent out of shape on mine, but he needs to be propped up to stand. I would like it if he just stood on his own, but such is life. I like the hybrid dino line a lot. So far, there are only two dinosaurs in it. There should be another 10 or so, but I don't know when those pre-orders are going live or if they're even still coming out. They were shown at Toy Fair, and they're pretty fantastic. So cross your fingers, and on the bright side, though, if they don't release all of the hybrid dinos, there's a couple out there you can buy right now, and we carry them. So get yourself the hybrid T-Rex. He's got crazy, weird, I want to say quasi-genetic patterns on his sides, just because it looks kind of like DNA models and stuff and carbon molecules. It's obviously not meant to represent anything specific or real, just evokes that page of your science textbook from high school. And the skin sculpting is good. The head sculpting is good. There are some screws on one side, but not on the other because of all the mechanisms you have to be able to get in there. And, you know, you want to be able to do things like replace the battery someday. So it's a good T-Rex. I like him a lot. I think he's lots of fun. The green color is very realistic and conservative. I would have loved it if they went with, like, purple or orange or something just bonkers and out there. But I don't think most people have that sort of, joy for toys that people like me do, just because I like the weird stuff a lot. And this is weird, but it's weird within a confines of what you would probably consider to be realistic, because green is not an outlandish color for a dinosaur. I mean, green, brown, yeah, these are all fine colors. You don't get a lot of orange. You don't get a lot of pink. You don't get a lot of fuchsias. So I'm hoping. The Basher and Biter line, which has more of the hybrid dinos in it, does have more brightly colored figures. Some reds and some blues, and very, very, very colorful. So I'm really hoping those make it out pretty soon. Check our website for more on those. We put up new pre-orders pretty much every day for all kinds of stuff. And I'm saying, it's a little too much today, so sorry about that. We are going to have so much new stuff, you're going to get tired of all the new stuff. That's all I'm saying. We have new Captain America Civil War items up this week. We have a Han Solo sale on jewelry. But if nothing else, you want to take a look at that Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Marvel Legends 3-pack, just because if you haven't seen it yet, you're going to want to see it. You saw what you needed to see in the trailer for the movie, so I don't think anything in here would constitute as a spoiler. Check it out. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com.